She smiled up at him.
Powering down? I'm getting some anomalous readings from the thrust generators.
He shook his head.
You're authorized only to set down. Let your passengers off and lift. You're going to have to leave.
She gestured at the monitor screen with the checklist on it, and the three items blinking red.
I'd really rather... I'm sorry. I have to insist.
Saha let her tone turn frosty.
Well, then you have 2 seconds to get your rear end off my shuttle.
She turned her back on him and began a fast restart of powered down systems. The lieutenant was halfway down the ramp when the right stern thruster blew. It didn't explode, not really. The plastoid shelled capacitor and associated chemical package wired into the circuitry there, activated by the power-up switch, discharged, frying all the circuitry in that module, as well as catching on fire and emitting a tremendous amount of red-gray smoke. Saha let out a well-practiced yell of outrage and frantically flipped all the emergency off switches within reach. On the permacrete just ahead of the shuttle, the lieutenant stood, staring up into her viewport, looking stricken. She glared at him, then rose. She ran back and down the boarding ramp to confront him. A holodrama stereotype of righteous hostility, she thrust her datapad, showing a feed of the new revised diagnostic screen, toward his face.
You see this? Couldn't wait 5 minutes for a simple diagnostic check and slow restart, could you? What do I tell my captain? What do I tell the senator? The whole thruster array is blown because somebody couldn't wait. What is your name, Lieutenant used to have a career? The senator's gonna want to know.
She didn't bother to say which senator. It was better for him to assume it was the one the shuttle had just delivered. The lieutenant's words came out in a desperate, disorganized string.
Didn't predict regulation of the fire.
Smoke pooling up against the permacrete ceiling triggered the hangar's fire control system. Articulated tubes descended from the ceiling, aimed, made a coughing noise, and emitted a tremendous quantity of gray-white fire-smothering foam. Saha and the lieutenant were drenched in it. Seeing his uniform suddenly become matted with material the approximate consistency of dessert topping, seeing his once natty hat adorned with a large triangular quantity of the stuff, Saha burst into laughter and couldn't stop. The lieutenant managed a few more disjointed words and then heaved a sigh. The tube ceased spewing, the lieutenant's pose of military competence irreparably shattered. He gave Saha an apologetic half-grin.
All right, start over. What do you need?
Saha managed to bring her laughter under control.
Extend my access until I can get a mechanic in to look her over? Consider it done. 24 standard hours, maybe more, pending your mechanics report. Men, take a lady out to dinner? Once she's cleaned up, that is.
Also done.
What is your name, anyway?
Javon Thules, Lieutenant, GA Security. She held out a hand lightly insulated in foam.
Cela Dorn.